on the one hand, Brian, when you have a dangerous standoff with a nuclear armed adversary, of course, you would like to think that within our government we have stability, methodical planning. Every step is very calculated, and I'm not sure we can be certain that that's happening in this administration right now. But I also would suggest that as people watch the way this unfolds, they think about the possibility that Trump is actually trying to use this to his advantage in a way that could be very dangerous, I should add, but that I definitely see that as part of the strategy here, to kind of psych the North Koreans out, to try to dislodge the status quo by suggesting we're just crazy enough to do the thing that George W. Bush or Barack Obama would never do. I just don't think it has a high probability of working, but I do think that's part of what's happening here.
And Nicole,
and Brian,
that
can
is
I just jump in here
go
and
ahead,
just
Jeremy.
Say the hallmark of military capability is discipline. It's uniformity. It's why the military wears uniforms, and people who come into the military on their very first day learn to salute. It's because they have respect for the chain of command. And if at the top of the chain of command there is someone who's erratic, undisciplined, unpredictable, it causes the whole chain of command to disintegrate. And then you find that your military capability is actually lost. So I think this is a major strategic disadvantage for the United States of America.
I would just jump in and say that I think he's passed the madman test with flying colors, and I think the actual test that he's facing right now is whether he can sit atop that chain of command and command the respect, not just of his own military and his own deputies who respect that sort of order, but of the world. And the world is watching how he faces this first test.